Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And this is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Larry Perel. Our top local story, authorities still trying to track down a second coyote after a young girl was attacked while on the beach near the Huntington Beach Pier last night. One dead coyote was located this morning. John Baird is live in Huntington Beach with more.
Some people strolling the beach say they see coyotes all the time in this area, but others are just shocked over the fact that an attack happened right here and to a child.
Well, it's pretty scary. I mean, I didn't think they attacked people. I thought they mostly went after animals, but
the young girl was seriously injured. Police responded quickly and ended up having to open fire.
We did shoot at that animal and one other animal at the time when the shooting occurred. We weren't sure which one was responsible.
But both coyotes ran away. Still, one was found dead on the beach this morning. Wildlife officials wanted to find the second one so they could determine which one actually went after the young girl. Captain Patrick Foy is with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
It is arguable to say that if an animal has become so accustomed to people and providing and having humans provide them a source of food, especially feeding, that they are going to become more and more aggressive and potentially, now that they've already bitten one person, might bite another person.
He says they will also test the animals for rabies, but compare the DNA from the bite wounds of the child with the DNA from the animals. That way they can determine exactly which one launched the attack. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The LA County Sheriff's Department is now looking for the parents of a boy who was found at a homeless camp along the LA River. The boy, named Anthony, was located at 10 yesterday morning in the riverbed near the 710 and 105 freeways. It's unknown why he was in the camp alone. Sheriff's Department asking for anyone with information about his parents' whereabouts to contact them. To contact Crime Stoppers. Cops in Santa Ana are looking for the person who shot two high school baseball players, killing one. The two cousins were sitting in a car shortly before 7:30 p.m. yesterday when the suspect approached them on foot and opened fire. Roberto Azalo was killed in the shooting, and his 18-year-old cousin was rushed to the hospital. He's expected to survive. Both played baseball for Santa Ana's Century High School. Gas prices, well, they're up again across Southern California for the second day in a row after a long downtrend. And the latest spikes, they're pretty big. A 2-cent overnight increase has raised the average cost of regular gas in LA County back up to almost $5.80 a gallon, while a jump of nearly 3 cents in Orange County has pushed the new average there to just under $5.75. Diesel prices, they're also up 3 cents a gallon in LA County and 5 cents in Orange County. And prices also significantly higher today in the Inland Empire, San Diego, and Ventura County. The acting state auditor is speaking out about a recent audit that found bias in five law enforcement agencies in the state, including the LA County Sheriff's Department and San Bernardino Police Department. Michael Tilden summarized some of those findings.
We did find examples at all five departments of officers that posted bias statements on their social media accounts. We also found examples where officers engaged in biased conduct towards members of the public.
He added that one of the top recommendations to fix the issue is the agencies need to do a better job at performing internet and social media searches when they screen officer applicants. Police want help finding a burglar who's broken into two Hollywood apartments and tried but failed to get into a third. All of the incidents happened at the same building on Selma Avenue near Highland. The first burglary happened April 3rd when the man entered a unit while the occupants were sleeping and made off with credit cards and other property. Then broke into another apartment on April 25th. But when he targeted that last one, that unit, 2 days later, somebody saw him and scared him away. Top state leaders talking about plans to combat extreme heat that have seen many areas of California set new record highs this summer. In recent years, Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot tells CBS Sacramento that the governor is asking for $300 million in new funding.
This is a major public health challenge. We need to recognize that, and we need to take action to protect people amidst those changes.
UC Davis climate change expert Paul Ulrich says heat waves are getting hotter and longer.
We've seen a dramatic uptick in the number of heat events. We have very high confidence on future temperature predictions.
The state extreme heat plan includes action to plant more trees to give shade to urban areas and to create new emergency cooling centers. Ramadan ends this weekend for hundreds of thousands of Muslims across Southern California.
Ramadan is 30 days of fasting from dawn until dusk and prayer.
From reading the Quran every night during Ramadan, we are taught that we're to be kind, to be charitable, and to work for justice.
That is Salam Al-Mariati with the Muslim Public Affairs Council. He says the United States represents diversity and freedom for Muslims. And even though there are misunderstandings about the religion, he says believers hope their actions as a community will be more convincing over time.
The more institutions that we build to help the needy, to build libraries and institutions for knowledge and better human relations, that is really how people are going to measure Muslims.
Sunday evening marks the end of Ramadan. Monday morning, the celebration, or Eid, with Muslims getting together for visits and sharing meals. Vicky Moore, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.